And when it comes to the television, you had a clip yesterday in the End of the Trash where Conan or somebody was joking around about pirated episodes of Game of Thrones or watching it illegally. They say 54 million people pirated the 8th season premiere of Game of Thrones within one day of the airing. That includes illegal streams, downloads.
54 million?
It says 54 million people.
How many? 17 million watched it legally, I guess.
Yeah. And now an online piracy data firm called Muso says that Sunday's season premiere was downloaded or watched illegally more than 54 million times in the 24 hours after it aired. For context, they say Nielsen's tracking says legally there was 17.4 million viewers of it. Did you ever, like, illegally get HBO or anything like that, or like ever get illegally get like pay-per-view fights or anything? I knew a couple people that could somehow rig that up. I never really did it myself, but I think I remember watching some things at people's houses that were like illegally pirated somehow.
No, I always had it, always paid for it when I got out on my own. I wouldn't even know how to do that.
I remember there were guys that would have like an illegal cable box or something, and they could get the signals on some of these HBO channels or like the pay-per-view fights with an illegal cable box. I remember those used to be a big deal.
I've always paid for it legally. I remember when I first got out on my own, I don't know what cable company it was, but they would have the channels like HBO, or if you the pay channels, the ones that I couldn't afford, you could get on your screen. They were scrambled, but you could still get the audio. So if there was a fight, if there was a boxing match, or even a movie, like I remember listening. God, it was 48 hours. I didn't watch a 48 hours, but I love 48 hours, and I remember it came on one night on HBO or Cinemax or something or other, and I just like listened to it the whole night because
the movie soundtrack or the movie
you got the audio, You got the audio to the show. It was just that they scrambled the picture, kind of. And every once in a while, it would free. It would unscramble.
You'd actually get the video.
Yeah, every few seconds it would unscramble, and then you could see it, but then it would go back to the scrambling thing. But no, I wouldn't know how to do anything like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but I do remember people having, like, illegal cable boxes, and you get the fights, and you go over to their house to watch it. I don't know how they got them or where they got them from.
Well, now I imagine it's just people using other people's passwords.
Sure, now it is.
Instead of hooking something up to a box or having an illegal box or something.
Three times as many people watched it illegally, they're saying, than paid for it legally with HBO.
Yeah, that's believable with the sharing of passwords and stuff. Genie's out of the bottle there. I don't know how they're ever going to fix that.
But like, okay, say you and I share a password with Netflix or something, and you want to watch the debut of whatever show at your house, and I want to watch it at my house. Does it deny one of, if you log on in two separate places at the same time?
Well, no, you can get, if you're talking like Netflix, if we're just talking about a Netflix show, not Game of Thrones necessarily, if we're talking about a Netflix show, you can get those accounts where three people can be on.
Okay.
Or four people can be on, or two people can be on, and that's not illegal if you're paying for it.
But if you only had one account, you can watch it in two separate places account.
But that's not, not at the same, probably not at the
that's
same
what I'm saying.
Time.
Yeah. If you, you and you I share, if you had it. An account and I was taking your password and logging on from my house.
My guess is no, because I have the NFL Sunday Ticket. And I get that
once you're on
online,
nobody else can log.
Yeah, because I've tried having it on in two different spots in my house, and it only allows the password to be entered once at a time. So it's probably protected that way. So I think that's but people get around. People know how to get around all that that stuff. I don't know.
I'll watch the East Coast version. You watch the West Coast version at 9.
There is someone who is related to me who shall be nameless who knows a lot about computers and stuff. And I remember watching
he doesn't live under the same roof, does he?
No. Does not live in the same under the same roof. But I remember watching. I remember watching a hockey game a few years ago that I was paying for, and I bought the NHL Center Ice. This was a number of years ago when the Canucks were good, and so I bought the thing, the season pass, and I called up that person. And I was telling him, wow, this is a great game tonight. And, you know, you ought to come on over here and watch the game. And that person said, really? He said, who are they playing? Such and such and such and such. And he did a few clicks. And he found it on his, somehow he found it on his computer. And I said, how did you do that? He said, you don't want to know. So there's, you know, these people, they know how to do that stuff. They know how to work around all that stuff.